Howdy. How are y'all doing this morning? Did I catch you snoozing? Good morning. There's not as many here because of the storm that's raging outside, amen? But those that are here, we're still going to worship the Lord. You know, I want to set up a scene right quick at the start of the message where you can see what is fixing to happen with the message. The scene is Jesus is with his disciples. You know, we're coming upon the season of Easter. It's where Christ died, and he stayed in the tomb and never came out, right? No, wrong. On the third day, he rose and lives and serves at the right hand of the Father. You know, it's such a blessing this time of year. I love Easter. It's not about the Easter bunny or the Easter eggs, though I do like those chocolate Easter eggs. You know, they are good. But it's just the time of Christ coming back from the grave, from the dead. Here he is. He's talking to his disciples, and he's been warning his brothers in Christ there. He's been warning them that the time is coming to an end where he was going to be able to spend time with them. And pretty soon, he was going to die, and he was going to be with the Father. And they were basically, and they're sitting there going, man, what are we going to do without Jesus? Can you imagine for just a minute how those guys felt? Thinking about life, everyday life, without him with them. Because you see, they turned over. They left everything that they had, everything that they were, to follow him. You know, there's going to be times in our lives when we're in the middle of a storm. Just like what's going on outside and what's been going on at my house all night long. There's going to be a time when we're in a storm and sometimes it gets hard. It gets hard to handle. It just absolutely zaps you of everything that you have, all the strength that you have when you're in the middle of it. I like to use an analogy of a horse. It's kind of like when you get on a horse and this little mouse, you're on it, you put your foot in the stirrup, and you get on this horse and you're riding. Everything is calm, everything is good, it's peaceful, and you're loving the moment. You're just enjoying that one on time with you and your horse. And all of a sudden, this little field mouse runs out. Boo! The horse boogers and swallows his head. And he starts jumping and squealing and hollering. And his legs get high. All of them get off the ground. And you're doing everything you can do to stay in the middle of this storm, in the middle of this trouble. And it's getting hard, and it just keeps going on. It just keeps getting worse. It magnifies, and you're starting to feel kind of beat up. You're starting to feel the pain of the situation. Before long, you start looking for a way to get off. You start looking for a way to jump off that horse and get away from that trouble. I want to tell you, at that moment, when things seem that they're at their worst, at that moment, stop before you jump. Because at that moment, a miracle can take place. That miracle is when you let go of the reins that you've been holding on to during that whole ride. You say, here, Lord, you take it from here. You take the reins, and I'll stay here till you settle the storm. Let's look in John 14:27-29. This is Jesus talking to his brothers. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I'll come back again. Man, I'll come back to you again. If you really love me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I've told you these things before they happen, so that when they happen, you would believe. You know, we're going to have problems in our life. If you don't have any right now, just hang on. You're going to have some. Lord allows certain problems to come in our life, and we wonder, man, why does the Lord have us go through problems? If you were here on Wednesday night, you probably heard a little bit of why. It's because it always causes you to turn and look to Him. If everything went rosy all the time, if everything was good all the time, you would get lax and you would come to expect it and never spend time with the Lord in prayer, relying on Him, relying on His strength, relying on His judgment, relying on the love that He's going to share and bring you through the problem. That's a promise that we have from Him, that we don't have to ride the storms that go on in our life alone, that He is right there with us. You know, there's a song out there, Jesus Take the Wheel. Anybody ever heard that? It's basically the same thing. It's when she is driving down the road and she's living her life the way she wants to, till finally the car spirals out of control and she says, Jesus, take the wheel. And they're all right. Her and the baby are fine. That's the way it really is in our life. That when troubles come, when problems hit us, it's for us to turn to Jesus and give them to Him and let Him fight the battles for us. You know, we're all, as cowboys, we're all ready, and women too, I know you, you're all ready for the battle. You're ready. You're ready for just something to happen, and you're ready to be Johnny on the spot to try to take care of it yourself, because we're fixers, aren't we? We think that we can handle everything that comes our way. That's the cowboy attitude. We think that we can do anything and we can handle any situation. But there's some things in life, y'all, that we cannot control. Lord knows we can't control the weather. If we could, we would probably have a different type of thing going on than this right here, make it causing people not to be here this morning. But He leads us, Jesus Himself leads us down, when we give Him the reins, down a trail that He takes care of, that He has provided a way for us to go. And it's the best trail for you, and it's the best trail for me in our life. Because He is the one that gives us peace of mind. He is the one that gives comfort to our hearts when we're troubled, when we don't understand. A lot of times we just run out of time. We just got so much going on, we run out of time. And when we start running out of time, we start getting anxious, because we think, man, we got this to do, we got that to do, I've got to go here, I've got to go there. Quit riding that storm. Give the reins to Jesus. He will accommodate you and make everything work out for you and for your life, what's best for you. He alone should set the course for our life, not us. Not us, because we can't see what's around the corner. If we could see it, we would be God. He can see what's coming down the road, down the trail, that's going to jump out and try to bite us. He's the one that has the plan. Are you going through your life right now on your own? Maybe you're a Christian, and maybe you're in the middle of something's going on in your life, and you don't understand why it's happening to you. Give it to Jesus. Are you still holding the reins of your life? Are you still trying to be the boss? I know who my reins boss is, and it ain't me. But I'm telling you, every once in a while, my old self kicks into gear, and I try to take those reins back. And I tried it, and every stinking time I do it, it ain't good because I mess it up. I veer off of the trail, and I get in no man's land. And I finally realize, man, I don't recognize anything out here. And I just look up and say, I'm sorry, forgive me, Lord. Take me back where I need to be. Wherever that is, take me back where you want me. Or you're up to your neck this morning in alligators. Something is just tearing you up inside. Give it to Jesus. The good news is Jesus died. The good news is Jesus is alive. If we would just turn things over to Jesus, how great things would be in our life. If we would always seek Him first before we seek ourselves, our day would go a whole lot better. Our life would go so much better. Give it all to Jesus this morning, and He'll set you free from worry. He'll set you free from anxiety. He will give you peace in your heart like you've never, ever experienced before. Anxiety will give you all kind of problems in your life. It can cause you to have a heart attack. It can kill you. Whatever is eating you up on the inside, give it to the Lord. And just sit back and enjoy the ride that He has for you. Just get in the middle of it. Live your life. But let Him do the directing. Let Him choose the path that He wants you to go down. Don't be afraid to mount up and go. Don't be afraid to stick your foot in the stirrup when you don't know where He's going to lead you, because it's going to be a safe ride. It's going to be safe. It's going to be enjoyable. And you're going to love it. And it'll be the best journey that you've ever had in your life. I think back on my life, the way I was before. I get emotional about this. I think about my life even when I was an elder. I think about my life. Most times I was driving my life because I had a higher expectation for myself. I thought more highly of myself and my abilities than I should have. And it caused me to fail so many times. It caused me to fail not only the body of Christ and the Lord Himself, but my family and everyone else. If you're thinking too highly of yourself this morning, get off that horse. You don't have to ride it. Get off. Because I'm telling you, if you think too much of yourself, if you think I can do it all, you're heading down a trail that leads to destruction. You're going to have a lot of pain. But if you rely on Christ and let Him fill you with joy and peace and comfort, the ride is so well worth it. I can tell you from experience, it is so worth it. Give the reins to Jesus before you ever even stick your foot in the stirrup. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to You this morning. Woo! The weather is bad. It's nasty. Lord, we may be going through a storm in our life, and it might be nasty. It might be hard. And we're wondering, why are we even here? Why do we even have to go through this? Is there even a God out there that cares about what happens to me and what I'm going through? Lord, we know it during those times, it's because we're doing it ourselves. If we would just relinquish the reins of our life over to You, Lord, how sweet it would be. Lord, I just pray if someone here needs Your help, help them seek You first. Get things right. If there's anyone here that doesn't know You as their Lord and Savior, Lord, that they would not leave this building, this old barn, Lord, before they accept Christ and receive that free gift that You offer of salvation. Help us never to take it for granted, Lord. Help us never to take You for granted. Life is just too short. It's getting shorter every day to not live our lives full of joy and hope and truth and love and just have a comforting spirit and a joyful spirit in our hearts. That we would love each other the way that you love us. That we, when people come in contact with us, Lord, that we just splatter them with your love. Because that's what you are, is just pure love. Thank you so much. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all that's here. I pray a special blessing, Lord, to everyone that's here that showed up in your house today. I pray that you just bless their life and lead them on a path, Lord, that you've done just for them. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. I hope y'all had a good week. If you are going through a storm, I pray that you would give it to Jesus. If you're not, and maybe you're getting ready to go into one, maybe you can head it off by putting him first and letting him do it. I just pray that your week goes good. I pray that the Lord will guide you wherever you go this week, no matter what's going on, how easy or how hard it looks. Jesus can take care of it. Amen. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Wendell, and then he'll pray. You'll pray.